All the air was sucked from my lungs as I took in what he'd just said. Don't ask me why I focused on one particular point he made, but I was stuck on it. "The Mafia?" I asked, my eyebrows surely reaching near the top of my forehead. "As in real-life Mafia?"
"Yes," he responded. "He was part of the Pagano family syndicate, but not just any member. An actual Pagano family member. They weren't too happy I put him away. His family claims he's at home in Vegas recovering from a bad case of the flu. I don't know if he really is here in Georgia or not."
"Why do you say that?" I asked.
"Technically, guys at his level don't usually get their hands dirty, especially after the last time when it landed him in prison,"
he explained.
"Especially when he knows he's got eyes watching him. My guess is that they've sent some minions to do the dirty work."
This made sense. "So what now? What's the rest of Plan A look like?"
"One of our guys, Diego, is camped out in the parking lot of your apartment, keeping an eye on things until we get there,"
Archer informed me.
"Once we get there, Jack will do a quick scan of your place, then you can go inside. But Vince and I will go with you."
"Will Jack have his dog when he scans my place?"
"Yes," he replied. "It's actually a good thing to have a dog with him in case there's an intruder. His dog is well trained, but a stranger won't know that."
"I only asked because I have a dog of my own, and I wasn't sure if his dog would be okay with Percy."
"Percy?"
he asked. "My pug."
"Jack actually has four dogs, so his dog will be fine with yours. What about your dog?"
"He loves other dogs, so he won't be a problem. Though he may bark when a bunch of people he isn't used to walk through the door." Archer nodded in response, but I had more questions. Many, actually. "So what, you're a cop here in Atlanta now? And they just passed along the message about this guy?" I asked. Archer looked up to Vince and then back at me.
"I'm not a cop anymore," he replied. "I work in private security and investigations now. Vince works with me and more than half a dozen other people."
I stared at him, taking all that information in.
"I spoke to my old captain at the LVPD, who told me they have someone on the inside who informed them of the hit."
Archer's words caused my heart to race faster. I couldn't believe they had someone on the inside of a mafia group. More importantly, someone who would risk their cover just to save our lives.
"The captain suggested we go on vacation or something and give him 2 weeks to try to gather what he needs to arrest the guy for breaking his parole restrictions."
Did he say 2 weeks? "I can't just abruptly go on vacation for 2 weeks," I tried to tell him.
"I understand that, since I can't really do that either, nor do I want to,"
he explained, making me calm slightly at his minor reassurance.
"But a $3 million bounty on our heads is something we need to take seriously."
I opened my mouth to speak, but he held up his hand to cut me off, as there was obviously more explanation coming.
"So for the next few weeks, or until the threat goes away, you and I are attached at the hip, every day. You go to work, I follow. You go grocery shopping, I'll push the cart. Oh, and while you'll have your own room, it will be at my house. So pack enough clothes to last you at least a week or two."
My head jerked back in shock, because surely I had not heard him correctly. "I'm sorry, what was that last part?"
"You're moving in with me, Ace,"
he said, leaving no room for argument.
"We never lived together when we were married, so now we can live it up. It'll be fun."
Vince snickered from the front seat, likely thinking the same thing I was.